it's tough to say exactly how fast the mule deer population in the Platte Valley is declining, but we know it is declining, and whatever the rate, it's substantial. One of the reasons the animals are dying off is that their habitat is deteriorating. So now the Game and Fish Department is trying to come up with a plan for restoring it. I spoke with Tom Ryder, Assistant Chief of the Wildlife Division at Game and Fish. He says the Game and Fish Commission has set aside $500,000 for the project, and they're looking to raise much more. Plus, Game and Fish is launching a partnership with citizens, the BLM, and other federal agencies to tackle the problem.
Over the last year or so, working with the various interest groups and citizens involved and interested in the Platte Valley mule deer population through our mule deer initiative, one of the recurring themes that kept coming up over and over was the importance of habitat in the decline of the mule deer population and possible solutions to reverse that trend. There were a number of other issues that were brought forward by the public as well during that process, including the hunting season structures be used on the ground and predation effects on mule deer fawn survival. But the number one issue as far as the number of comments that were brought forward during the issue phase was the effect and influence of habitat on mule deer. So as a result of that, internally over the last several months, we've had a number of discussions with our commission and director's office trying to figure out a way that we could move forward with a public process to develop a draft habitat management plan for that particular valley and the associated forest lands. So where we are right now is that the partnership has kicked off. We had about 40 folks from the Platte Valley area that decided to participate. We're going to plan to hold monthly workshops over the next year and have this group form and coalesce into a working unit that will help develop the draft habitat management plan. And then hopefully about this time next year, we'll have the plan in a form where we can begin to implement portions of it actually on the ground.
What do mule deer need in terms of habitat, and sort of what are the problems with the habitat, with their habitat in the Platte Valley, and what can we as humans do to improve it?
Very good question. It's an extremely complex issue. Mule deer in Wyoming, especially in the Platte Valley portion of Wyoming, are migratory. In other words, they summer at higher elevations on national forest lands, and as winter or fall progresses into winter and the high country elevations begin to snow up, those mule deer essentially move down in elevation and winter along lower elevation, fairly dry habitats along the Platte River in the Platte Valley. And essentially, there are various issues that have occurred over the last 30 to 50 years that have affected the quality of both the forage and the lands that they're trying to winter and summer on. There's been a general progression from more open-type habitats to closed conifer stands that don't produce a lot of forage in the understory of those tightly closed canopies of conifer trees. So that's progressed through time, which has reduced the quality of summer forage. Similarly, along the foothills of the mountains where we consider habitats to be transitional in nature, deer move through them in the fall and in the springtime, where it historically had quite a few aspen and other, again, more open deciduous-type habitats. Those habitats have also declined in acreage due to conifer encroachment, et cetera. And then in the winter ranges as well, the shrub ranges, bitterbrush, sagebrush, and other types of plants that deer utilize in the winter for forage, we have seen declines in the quality of the browse on winter ranges as well.
So what can we what can be done about that?
Yep, there's a number of things that will come through as recommendations. We hope, at least through this partnership. The higher elevations, timber sales to try to open up that canopy a little bit, especially in light of the recent bark beetle epidemic that's taken out vast acreages of conifer trees, killed them, in other words. We can open up canopies by harvesting those trees. There may be some chance in certain areas to use prescribed fire to assist that effort, especially in the transitional ranges along the forest boundary to try and rehabilitate some of the aspen clones that are still there. And then on the winter ranges, it's a little tougher problem, because since the landscape is much drier than some of those higher elevations, the options you have available to treat those shrub ranges are more limited. But we feel that the effort of the public with our professionals and our federal partners will really be able to come up with some collaborative ways to try to address those issues.
So it sounds like Game and Fish has a pretty clear idea of sort of what the problem is and what needs to be done. Why do we need to have all these additional workshops and have input from the public?
Yep. It's an excellent question as well, and we believe we have learned so much from our partners through the Mule Deer Initiative that we really hope that we can utilize their talents and energy and thought processes to assist our people in coming up with ways that we can try to influence these landscape-level treatments through interactions with our private land partners and our public management partners.
How big a role does habitat actually play in the decline of the mule deer population? I mean, obviously there are other factors too. There's hunting, there's predation, development in general. So how big a role is habitat playing in that? Obviously, as you noted, it's something that citizens brought up as being a big issue. But is that just anecdotal, or do we actually have evidence that this is sort of the key factor here?
We really believe that habitat is probably the very most influential factor in deer response to climatic conditions right now. Predators very definitely can have an influence. However, the fact that habitat is and their forage sources, their food, water, cover sources are so important in female body condition and therefore their ability to nurse their young to an adult age. And when mule deer habitat declines, we see a decline in the survival rates of fawns, and through time, even with very limited removal by humans and predators, there's just not enough young animals being recruited into the population to allow them to even maintain stable levels, let alone increase. So it's our view that habitat is not only the issue that was identified most by the public, but that it is the most important factor, and the public actually recognizes that because of their intimate involvement and love of that valley and the deer herd. They know what's going on there.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you again, Will. Very much appreciate it.
That was Tom Ryder with the Game and Fish Department talking with us about a new partnership that's aimed at improving mule deer habitat in the Platte Valley.